listener production.
The crowd starts to lift.
This is the big time.
Oh, wow!
Everything Cowboys.
The whole of the region will be taking this kick with Jonathan Thurston.
Everything NRL.
Cowboys have won the premiership!
It's the Cowboys Charge Down for Triple M NRL.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cowboys Charge Down. My name's Wade Chiesa. It's Wednesday, the 29th of June. A disappointing result for Queensland last Sunday night in the State of Origin. Not the right result if you're a Queensland supporter, but we look forward to this round. Round 16, the big one between the Cowboys and the Broncos. 5:30 kickoff. What a cracker this will be. Joining me, as he does every Wednesday, the great Gavin Cooper. Hello, Coops.
Hello, mate. How are we travelling this week? How good is it to be alive in North Queensland? Cowboys, Broncos, 4X Derby week. What a week.
Yeah, it's a great week. Before we get into that game, give me your thoughts quickly on that Origin game, Coops. Not the right result, but gee, that send-off, what an impact that had.
Yeah, mate, big impact. Look, I haven't seen a replay. I was lucky enough to be over in Perth and at the game, so I just saw the one quick replay on the big screen. And look, I don't know if it's fully justified or whether I've got one eye. Well, I've got my one eye squarely envisioned on the maroon jersey, but I thought Queensland did a really good job, to be in front right up to that point in that first half. There was like a lot of footy played down their end from New South Wales, but yeah, that send off I think really turned it on its head. And there were some lapses in the second half from Queensland, but yeah, New South Wales looked comfortable in the end and ran away with it. And look, to be fair, I didn't watch the last 20 minutes too much. I was too busy sucking down a few cold ones to drown my sorrows, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're probably not on your own there, mate. That's for sure. You know, Billy Slater, do you think there'll be any changes made to the side? He's already said he's going to sort of stay loyal.
Yeah, look, I don't think so. Look, New South Wales changed their team, and like I said last week, I said they became considerably better. And we picked the same team, but just the guys who stood up in the first game, obviously without the likes of Ruben Cotter in the team, just a couple of our guys didn't play to that level again. But New South Wales, they did a really good job in shutting our key playmakers down. And Munster picked up a little bit of an injury. KP got the little head knock. I know the game was already well and truly gone by then, but you could see New South Wales' real intent as to what they're out there to do. And maybe the talk about the refs after game one from Freddie really worked. And now, I don't know, Queensland might have to return serve and talk about the same.
All right, well, the decider is sold out in Brisbane. That'll be an absolute cracker, Coops. But let's talk about this one on Sunday afternoon, 5:30 kickoff. As you said, you already alluded to it, Cowboys, Broncos. As a former player, you played in plenty of these games. They just have something else, don't they? There's just something extra.
They really do, mate. And look, I haven't played against the Broncos here. My last time was the first game at the stadium. So, look, we had over 20,000 that night. And if the big COVID hadn't been around, I think we would have really sold the place out. But, it's going to be a cracking afternoon for footy. And look, I don't mind a 5:30 game when I was playing because you just get to it a little bit earlier. I'd like to see the full darkness of what the lights and everything can do at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. But, yeah, having the Broncos against the Cowboys, I think earlier in the year the television broadcasters might have thought it might have been not too much of a game giving us the 5:30 time slot. But it's family friendly and we're going to get out there. It's all but sold out. It has been for a couple of weeks now. And, yeah, what the Broncos and Cowboys will bring in this game, I know the firepower is not there, or the 1 point golden point, or those sort of finishes that we've had in the past haven't been there for a little while. But it's still Cowboys v Broncos, big brother v little brother, and I'm as a fan of rugby league, I'm excited to be there on Saturday.
Oh, just looking through, I'll start on the forwards because I know you love talking about the forwards and the back rowers in particular, but even Pat Carrigan, Jason Tamalolo, the lock, the battle in the middle, Payne Haas. Cohen Hess, the back rowers, Jeremiah Nanai, he's been named, Kurt Capewell as well. So there's plenty of matchups, but the battle up front's probably worth the price of admission on its own.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I'll speak about it later and some things that I'm looking forward to on the weekend, but we've got a couple of ex-Cowboys in the Broncos team that have gone on, I won't say to bigger and better things, but they've actually really surprised a few this year. And my man Tamati Martin at the back, and then Corey Jensen even starting against the Cowboys. I know how much he loved the Cowboys and loved the Cowboys' colours being from down in Bowen, and so I know he's going to have a lot of support at the game on the weekend. So someone for the likes of him that's been able to get out of the Cowboys' colours and sort of carve his own way is a real cool story as well.
And then you look at the battle of the halves. Now, this is a story, and both sides recruited experienced halves who, let's face it, their former clubs were happy, I guess you could say, to let go. And, gee, haven't they stood up this year? Chad Townsend and Adam Reynolds, their leadership both on and off the field has been outstanding for both clubs.
Yeah, and that's what they brought them to their respective clubs to do. And in their own right, you probably would say they haven't had, although Adam Reynolds' game really revolves around his kicking game and his control around the field. But from Chad's point of view as well, like personally, you probably say, like you watching, if you just watch their games on the field, like they may not have had the seasons that people have, what they would expect of themselves, but the leadership and the drive and the guidance that they've provided to others, or the freedom that they've been able to give others on the field, that's been the real positive to them. And that's been the big part of why they were brought to the club. And you can see at our club, it's Chad being here has really freed up Tommy Dearden, and the way Drinky's playing as well is it's the best footy I've seen Drinky play in Cowboys colours. And it's no coincidence that since he's moved to the one that we've started to look a lot more fluent in attack.
Let's talk about the fullbacks, because you've alluded to Murray Martin, but also the man you just mentioned as well, Tom Dearden, comes up against his old club, and a club that, if you ask me, threw him under the bus. And it's so good to see his improvement in 12 months at the Cowboys to the stage that he's selected for Queensland. So he'll be up for a big one this weekend as well.
Yeah, he will be. He's still riding high on the back of being a part of two Origin camps, although this one a shorter camp and then coming off the loss over in Perth. But, yeah, got the chance to have lunch with him today or have a good yarn about how camp was. And, just listening to how he speaks and how he feels and how he felt after the first camp coming back in and then going into the game against Manly. So, yeah, understanding where he's been at the Broncos, and now he's got his new lease on life or new lease on rugby league in Cowboys colours. It's a cool story. And I know he'd definitely like to get one over them or his old club on Saturday.
I'm sure, but there'll be a lot of people that would like to see that as well. Where's this 1-1, Coops?
No, it's definitely the forwards, but the control, like you've already spoken about, it's Chad Townsend v Adam Reynolds. It'll just be, I'll call it a kickoff. I think just both clubs play a very similar style of footy in their own end. They're not too expansive out of their own end, just with the way the game has gone on. And they just work to halfway and kick down to the other end. And I think they'll just be really front-loading in defence and looking for the other team to make some mistakes. So, yeah, Tamari Martin's been very safe at the back for the Broncos. And, yeah, I know we've spoken a lot about Adam Reynolds and a lot's been made about him and his inclusion to the Broncos team this year. But since T has been in the team, they've only lost one game. So, look, I think he's been the real difference maker. Once again, I know I'm very one-eyed there and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. But, he's been a massive difference maker for them.
Luciano Leilua, first game in Cowboys colours, his 100th NRL game. What will he bring to the side? He's been named on the bench by Coach Todd Payton.
Yeah, I think, hopefully, just a lot of enthusiasm. Starting off the bench at a new club, he's going to really want to impress. And Tom Gilbert, he's back sooner than expected. And like, I think we really missed him in Manly. I know we spoke about missing Ruben Cotter, but I think he was one that we really missed. Just his energy and his willingness to compete. And that's the stuff that the Cowboys have really. They've really taken strides with this year, and to see him back out there, I know he's only young by years, but he's heard a lot about from a few of us older heads about how much the Broncos v Cowboys rivalry really means to this area and the jersey, and he's someone who wears his heart on his sleeve, and look, I don't expect anything less from him, so I'm really excited to see him back in the game. And I think, I don't know, I'm no coach and haven't actually spoke to him, but I'm guessing Luch will play that role that Helam has been playing, might come on after 20-25 minutes and try and finish the game and push Tommy Gilbert into the middle to rough it with the big boys. So it'll be a good time to be watching or sitting on the couch watching the game on Saturday around 25-30 minutes in.
All right, I'll quickly go through this team list and then we'll look at the rest of round 16. Drinkwater's at fullback, Tabuai Fido and Tuolungi the wingers, Holmes and Hiku the centres, Dearden and Townsend the halves, McLean, Robson and Hesse up front, Gilbert and Nanai, the second rowers. Tamalolo locks a scrum on the bench. Granville, Leilua, Tanoa Brown and Neem. So pretty handy side the Cowboys have named heading into this game against the Broncos. All right, the rest of round 16. Quickly for your tips and then we'll get your top three things that you're looking forward to. Starts on Thursday night, Coops. The Storm and Manly. This one's at Four Pines Park, a Manly home game. They've had some traditional battles, these ones, but do Manly have what it takes?
Oh, look, I don't think so. The traditional battle that comes to mind is many moons ago, Adam Blair and Glenn Stewart going at it on the sideline and all the benches jumping in and really just that I think that shows whether there's no love lost between these two clubs. But well, I think Melbourne's still, look, they're not the number one in the comp at the moment, but I think they're a step above and coming out of Origin. The only thing I'm worried about is Cam Munster's shoulder. So not sure he'll play, but I think outside of that, the Storm will still be too strong.
All right, the next game, Friday night football, the Knights and the Titans, 12th versus 16th. Is this a flip a coin at McDonald Jones Stadium, Knights home game?
Yeah, mate, I've got absolutely no idea with these teams. There's a few teams that have really got me this year, and this is a couple of them. KP getting the head knocked the other night in Origin, he won't be there. So, not quite sure what they will do for that replacement. But, look, they've got Knights favourite by 10 cents, but I'm going to go the Titans. I need some love for the Queensland team. They're sitting 16th. They've had a rough trot. They find ways to lose games, but hopefully this is one they might win.
All right, the next game on Friday night, Panthers and the Roosters. Panthers obviously top of the table. The Roosters in ninth. They need this game to stay in touch with the eight.
Yeah, they do, and you wouldn't pick the Roosters to, one, be ninth or being getting 550 on the odds against, it is a red hot Panthers team, but yeah, the Roosters have been, I'll say, underwhelming or a little bit disappointing in patches, but they've still shown in other games that they can really mix it with the good teams. So look, I don't think they'll mix it enough to beat the Panthers this week, but I think it'll be closer than expected. But yeah, I will take the Panthers.
All right, the Bulldogs and the Sharks, this one at CommBank Stadium. Sharks in fourth place at the moment. I reckon they're flying under the radar a little bit, the old Sharks.
They are. Well, so are the Bulldogs, two in a row.
Yeah, that's true. This could be the match of the round.
You never know. The Bulldogs came. They blew Parra off the park a couple of weeks ago. So, look, I don't know which Bulldogs are going to turn up. But, yeah, the Sharks, they are definitely, I'll say, flying under the radar. I think people, after 10 weeks, expected them to be there or thereabouts at the end of the year. And, to Nicho Hynes, I'll call him, coming back in and a couple of weeks ago, he just really took them back to the level they were after a couple of losses there. So, yeah, I think the Sharks will get this one done.
All right, as we move on, the Cowboys and the Broncos, I know who you'll go there. By how many, Coops?
Look, no, it'll be pretty close, I think. When I say pretty close, let's say 10 points. Enough that we're not sitting on the edge of our seat with 2 minutes to go. But yeah, then again, we watched the Manly game the other week, so you can score tries quickly in the NRL these days. Well, Cowboys by 10.
Not good for my heart, Coops. The Rabbitohs and the Eels are 7:30 kickoff at a Core Stadium. Rabbitohs in seventh place at the moment, the Eels in sixth.
Yeah, like once again, you're not quite sure who's going to turn up for either team here. Yeah. These are a couple of teams I cannot pick ever. But I'm going to go the Eels. I think, yeah, they've had a chance to regroup. They've had their big loss and then they found a way to win again. So yeah, I'm going to go the Eels and, yeah, I know this is the return of Latrell, but I think there'll be a lot made out of that. But, yeah, I think he'll be underdone, and I think the Eels will get this one.
The Warriors and the West Tigers, 15th versus 14th at Mount Smart Stadium.
First game back in New Zealand,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Sellout.
Massive occasion for not just the Warriors, New Zealand Rugby League and New Zealand in general. Getting to get back over there and show some support or get some support from their family and friends and everyone else in the community that has supported them through what has been a very challenging few years is going to be a massive, massive occasion. So if the Warriors can't get up for this one, they won't win again all year. So I'm going to go the Warriors, mate.
Yeah, me too. The Dragons and the Raiders, that finishes up round 16. This one's at Wynn Stadium.
Look, I think I'm going to have to go the Raiders. I know they will be favourites, but the Dragons, they surprise me every once in a while as well. And when the Dragons, as we've spoken about in the past, mate, when the Dragons there or thereabouts in winning a game, Ben Hunt is going to get three Dally M points. And I know he got an extra couple of days off over in Perth before he had to head back home and start training. So, look, I know he'll be up for a big one, especially after coming off a loss in the Maroons' colours. So, look, it'll be a close game, but I'm going to go the Raiders. And I think Jack Whiten will be back in the green jersey. So I think he'll be out to prove his point to try and get back into that Blues jersey for game number three.
Well, the Dragons are in eighth. They've won seven games. So I guess you could, they're unimpressive, but they're in there with a shot, aren't they?
They are. It's a weird one. And if you had told me at the start of the year, well, I had them picked for just outside the eight. So they're not too far off where I thought they were going to be. But, yeah, they've won some games they definitely shouldn't have. And then they've, on the flip of that, mate, they've lost some games they were in very much in winning chances. So, yeah, like, once again, I'm not sure who's turning up on the night, but being a home game for them, they'll put in a good show, but I think the Raiders will get it.
It's the Cowboys Charge Down. Top three.
What are you looking forward to heading into this round 16?
I'm looking forward to see. I know I've been a sort of bit of a critic of Dave Fifita and the way he plays. I know he's back in Titans colours this week. I don't think Bill will rush him back into the Origin jersey, but I just want to see a lot more out of him and just find ways to get involved. It's one thing to be able to score the tries that he does, and like 4 points is 4 points, but yeah, I think he's just got to be a lot more involved. And it's not just him. You can't just pass someone like that the ball. The club's got to do a big job, and there's got to be a big focus on finding ways to get him into the game. So I think that he'll be up for a big game after being out for an extended period of time.
Number two?
Number two, yeah. I know I picked the Sharks before, but seeing if the Doggies could go three in a row. That wouldn't happen for the Dogs for I don't know how many years. I'd have to get Dave Middleton onto that one. But, yeah, just to see how they turn up. Matt Burton coming on the back of his Origin debut, I think will be a like riding on a really big a cloud of highness. I don't know how to explain it, mate. That he'll be just what he's been able to do in such a short period of time, coming from the Panthers and people thinking that he jumped too soon. But the Panthers obviously knew what they were doing. They got a couple of young guys coming through there. But yeah, what he's been able to do this last couple of weeks and get some confidence with the way he plays. I'm looking forward to seeing how he bounces back from Origin and see if the Doggies can go three from three.
And number three, mate.
You have to know it's Cowboys v Broncos.
Of course.
Great time to be alive in Townsville, and I'll be at the game early. Look, I think the lineups could be long for the 4X Golds on the weekend, so prepare a couple of wait times because it is going to be chock-a-block. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope to see our boys get that win by 10 points.
All right, Gavin Cooper, as always, my friend, great to have you joining us on the Charge Down.
Thanks, Wade. Let's go next week.
Gavin Cooper there joining us on the Cowboys Charge Down. Well, that wraps us up for another edition of the Charge Down. Join us next Wednesday where we recap all the action of round 16 and preview round 17. Look forward to this game against the Cowboys and the Broncos. Kickoff is at 5:30. Until then, enjoy your footy. Listener.